Dave Foley on Today FM.
We're giving away, every day this week, we're giving away lovely breaks in one of the Hudson Bay Hotel Group hotels. Who's that Mel sending the voice note in? Michelle. Michelle?
JP, will you tell Ray Foley it's Hudson Bay, not Hudson? He's obviously spent too much time up in Dublin.
You shut your face, Michelle. The cheek of you. The cheek of Michelle feeling free and liberal enough to be able to... The absolute cheek of this one, sending in this business into the voice notes to me.
She's had a right cut off you, hasn't she?
Up in Dublin.
With his notions. Hudson Bay, Ray. It's Hudson Bay. From Michelle in Athlone. And Ray, love the show.
Hey. It's Hudson Bay, Michelle. Did she say she's in Athlone herself?
She's a local, yeah.
Jesus. Hudson, H-O-D-S-O-N. It's literally spelled Hudson. It's Hudson, the Hudson.
Is it Bay. Hudson Bay?
It's Hudson. I'd say Hudson Bay.
Would you? What?
Hudson Bay.
Why? Did you start doing that?
JP was staying
just
there.
I was only there a couple of weeks ago. I paid for it myself. It wasn't free. I stayed there. Lovely hotel. I was saying Hudson Bay the whole time.
You were walking around saying Hudson.
How are you, Hudson Bay? Yeah, I'm loving the Hudson Bay, lads. What's the crack?
When JP's staying in a hotel, he keeps using the name of the hotel while he's there.
I'd like to check in for my stay at this Hudson Bay hotel, please. It's not Hudson Bay. There's a Hudson Bay in New York, isn't there?
There is. On the Hudson River?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them. The Hudson Bay Hotel Group, known for exceptional hospitality. Where are they? Right, there's the Hudson Bay, or the Hudson, as they call it. The Hudson Bay Hotel on the shores of Loch Ree. And they've got the bouncy inflatables and all.
I was on that fantastic crack.
Such good fun. And the Galway Bay Hotel. Michelle, am I pronouncing Galway right? Am I?
Flute.
The Sheraton Hotel in Athlone Town. Am I pronouncing that all right for you, Michelle? You melt. And the Hyatt Centric Hotel in the Liberties in Dublin. There are four of them. Hudson Bay.
You're right. I did a quick Google and it is Hudson.
Yeah, it's spelled Hudson.
No, it's spelled Hudson.
Hudson. Yeah. But I... Yeah, what does that...
You wouldn't have a clue.
I wouldn't.
Some wouldn't have a clue.
Thank you for calling the Hudson Bay Hotel. Oh. Some calls may be recorded for training purposes.
She literally just said it herself.
Did you hear that, Michelle? Did you?
I'm ringing the hotel now for you, Michelle. I'll just try it again. I don't even need to speak to an operator.
Thank you for calling the Hudson Bay Hotel.
Oh, is there a bit of a U in there?
It's kind of straddling it a bit, isn't it?
Is it on the border of U and O? Or is it properly
on the border of Westmeath and Roscommon?
Is it A or U? Go again. In fact, we go again.
Listen closely now.
Oh, lads. Oh, my God. This is stupid radio.
Thank you for calling the Hudson Bay Hotel. Some calls may be recorded for training purposes. We would like to remind you that our best rates are always available online on hudsonbayhotel.com. Please choose from the following options. If you would like to make a bedroom reservation, please press 1. For all dining reservations, please press 2.
How do I dine?
For meetings, events, or weddings, please press 3. For the leisure centre, or U Point, or Spa at Hudson Bay, please press
Hudson.
4.
She said Hudson there.
Or alternatively, please hold for a member of our front desk team.
I just hold, because I can't get the bleeps working on this stupid thing.
Yeah.
It's ringing again.
Hudson Bay Athlone. This is Cormac and Ailes.
Hello there. I'm just wondering, could you settle an argument for me? How do I pronounce the name of your hotel?
The Hudson Bay.
Hudson Bay?
Yeah.
Hudson?
Yes.
Or Hudson?
Well, I would say Hudson.
Oh, we'll never get... But it's okay. Whatever way you pronounce it is all right. It's Hudson or Hudson, as long as you come and stay with us.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Sorry for wasting your time. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Not at all. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. There
Hudson,
you are now.
Hudson.
Huh?
Hudson.
Hudson or Hudson.
Dealer's choice. Bay.
So it's up to yourself what you call it, Michelle. Don't you be sending voice notes in here to me correcting my pronunciation. The state of you. Yeah, I said it.
What did you say?
Pronunciation.
Don't say that.
Sigma, nobody to love on Today FM. Keeping it country on Today FM. Every Thursday night.
Step it out with Ray and country songs.
Stick your thumbs in the belt loops of your 501s.
Strap on them boots.
And get ready to boogie on down. for the Country Music Hour with Ray Foley on your local radio station.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. This is my old pal, John Paul.
Right here, up on my trusty steed, as we'd gallop into some great tunes for you and your family.
Or even if you're on your own, we don't mind. You can listen on your own or with your family or with your loved one. If you have a loved one, or if you don't have a loved one, you can love yourself while listening to us.
Plus the local GA lottery results live.
That's Country Music Hour with Ray Foley after the death notices on your local radio station.
All right, good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hiya.
I was about to start the debt notices.
Annette Freeman. We used to do pet the debts. Death. The pet debts years ago.
Did you?
Oh, it was great crack. Yeah, when pets would die, we'd announce them on the air. Very emotional, wasn't it? Was it very emotional?
It was quite touching, yeah. A little bit dark, you'd have to say, probably. Yeah.
We're giving away breaks, lovely breaks in the Hudson Bay, one of the Hudson Bay Hotel Group hotels. I say Hudson. These people saying Hudson. It's Gina saying that melt over there. What's she saying?
Guys, you're absolutely right. It's Hudson. What's wrong with these local yokels down there?
Oh, Jesus. Hang on a second. Gina's from Nace.
Yeah.
You need to catch a hold of yourself, Gina.
Hudson would be H-U, not H-O.
Yeah, I know how it's spelt, but the pronunciation is different. Sheila?
It's the Hudson Bay Hotel. It's the Atlouan accent that's making it sound funny.
And there you go. What's your accent? You sound a bit American,
it's the Hudson Bay Hotel. It's the Atlouan accent that's making it sound funny.
You need to get over yourself as well. Come here now. No, there's no notions, right? Actually, speaking of notions, booking out the entire Madison Square Garden for your wedding. I was struggling to comprehend this. Everyone's in a tizzy about Taylor Swift marrying Travis Kelce and booking out Madison Square Garden. Can I ask, is Madison Square Garden an indoor arena?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And how big is it? What were the seats number?
The absolute top capacity, I think, is about 22,000.
22,000?
I believe so, yeah.
I was going to say 20.
Sly Stallone had a wedding there decades ago, and 19,000 people were in attendance.
Fans, like?
They were fans. He had a wedding to some lady called Kathy. Don't know if they're still married. And they had
Kathy
19...
Stallone.
Well, presumably after the fact, ultimately, yes. 19,000 came along, and then they had a separate private ceremony.
Did they sell tickets to Sylvester Stallone?
I don't know if it was ticketed, Ray.
So 20,000 people. So I thought it was like a public event that she was doing. But no, apparently they're booking out the venue. And you know what? From my understanding of it at least, I'm thinking it kind of makes sense on this vastly wealthy scale that they are on. That if you wanted to be... So apparently the story is she's building a castle inside this arena, this roofed arena. And the castle is like a fairy tale castle. And then I suppose, if you like, you can light it in whatever way you like, in the same way that she would light one of her stage shows, that it could actually be like daytime. It could have incredible backdrops. She could be setting off fireworks. And it's like a Disney castle inside in Madison Square Garden. And then inside in the castle is where they'll have the wedding. But then if you think about it, you know, because the celebs are so paranoid about paparazzi and about drones flying overhead. And she remember Victoria and David, when they got married here, they had to do the tunnel for exclusivity for magazine rights. They don't have to think about any of that. They can securely get in underground, run the whole thing, have all of their high profile guests in, manage the whole thing, have locked down security in every way, make sure everyone's safe and healthy and happy without any of the intrusion that she might be facing or expecting. Now, don't get me wrong. It is mad notions, but it's not. It's not an awful idea in their situation.
The figure that a lot of people are saying is 25 million, but there's an article on...
It was 25 million?
Yeah, that's the lowball number.
To rent Madison Square Garden for what, a week or a few days anyway?
That's covering all the wedding expenses. However, I've seen other deep dives talking about security, talking about food, catering, decor, closing down the streets, renting out the venue for 3 to 4 days, which they've had to do. And that number runs to 100 million or thereabouts when you factor in all the costs.
Who's going? There's a couple of hundred guests going, is there?
A thousand of our closest friends.
This is
a thousand.
1,000.
How can you have 1,000 closest friends?
Nobody
Jesus.
does. Graham Norton has been spotted in New York.
Yes, in New York.
Right.
Yeah. So he's going.
Graham Norton and 999 others. Oh my God, 1,000.
Unless this is like a fan event and there's another event somewhere else.
Well, there's a couple of things it could be. Well, there's three things it could be. One, it's a genuine wedding. Two, this is a stunt. This is what Shauna was saying, that this is a stunt for work. That like it's like there's going to be a whole wedding album launched for this, and that's what this is. This is a whole stunt, and it's not actually the wedding itself at all. The wedding's happening somewhere else. Or three, this is actually the wedding, and then after the fact, they're going to open up Madison Square Garden to
like a museum or something.
Or yeah, for the fans for a short time, and they can come and see it for themselves because they'll be going mad to see it. Do you not think it's just very?
It's mad.
But this is what I was thinking, sent to JP earlier. Could you not just get married? Like, not everything needs to be about the brand and the fans. And of course, she loves her fans, and she loves obviously making money and making herself more popular and all the thing, which is right. That's her gig. That's what she does. But for this thing, you could just get married. You could just get married.
But I don't know. Is she getting married in Madison Square Gardens? I would say the nuptials probably already taken place, and there'll be some exclusive photo. And this is the after party with everyone and Graham Norton.
If there's 1,000 people there, it's not exactly your nearest and dearest and most intimate wedding, is it?
Is it a bit gross to be spending that amount of money?
Amount of money. Why would you, so that's pittance.
But another thing,
and
that
she'll make an album off at the back of this, and everyone will buy it, and then she'll, you know.
This is the theory, though, that she already has one done. She's one ready to go. This is the launch event for an album, rather than it being this could even be a residency in Madison Square Garden or something like that, or just the beginning of another tour or something.
I wouldn't be waking up on Friday or Saturday morning scrolling to see anything but what she's wearing. I would be obsessive now to see what type of a dress and who will have designed that dress, because right. There's all sorts of talk about who's going to be the big designer behind this. Is it Valentino? Is it Dolce & Gabbana? Who's going to design it? And that's what I would be looking forward to see. Nothing else.
I'm truly intrigued, and that's the whole idea, I suppose, to see what it is they're building inside in the... They're building a castle. If that's the case, I want to see it.
2 o'clock, 2 a.m. That's the word on the street. That's when it all shuts down. That's very early for a wedding, if there's a wedding happening.
Oh, well, it's not. It's an American wedding. They don't
2 a.m. You're not even getting the sandwiches by 2 a.m.
I went to a wedding in England once, and like that, it was like 11:30 at night. I was like, thanks so much for coming. Bye-bye. It's like, excuse me? What? What about the sandwiches? Will Travis and Taylor have the sandwiches at about 11:30 or 12 o'clock and the slices of cake for everyone?
Well, apparently the rate is 600 a head on the food, which sounds a bit low for me for a Taylor Swift wedding. But apparently it'll be 600 a head. That's a 3-course meal, but we don't know if that includes sandwiches.
Are you saying there's 1,000 people?
Yeah.
Going to this thing.
Correct.
For a sit-down meal.
For a sit-down dinner at, what, 600 a head?
This is the deep dive article.
They'll be waiting for ages for that food to come out. You know, when everyone gets bored and then, you know, they're all looking around and everyone gets a bit sozzled because they're late out with food. That's what's going to happen.
600 grand, that's mad.
It's on today.com, that website, today.com. Like the Today Show, they've done an absolute deep dive on all the different elements of the wedding, and the figures are astronomical.
If the ceremony's inside in a fake castle inside in Madison Square Garden, I'm down for it.
It sounds really tacky.
I'm fine
like
with it.
She's spending that much money and putting a fake castle in Madison Square Garden.
But think
Come
about it though,
on.
You're in wedding and then you're having the dinner there as well. It's all in the one spot. Whereas you're in the middle of New York and get a taxi straight away home as well. That's handy. Here's the other thing. I was at a wedding once where it was a nearly 2-hour drive between the church and the reception. 2 hours driving in my
suit.
Was
that in Mayo? Like, and that's just in Mayo?
But this business of having people drive 2 hours from the church to the reception, joke shop. Yeah.
Opposite experience, but just as bad for a different reason. I was at a wedding, I think in Monaghan, and there was a pub and then there was the church, and the walk was probably no more than 10 minutes. very hot summer day in the suit, walking to the church, sweating bullets.
A 10-minute walk is too long. 10-minute walk is too long.
I wasn't driving.
Well, I was at a wedding in Italy once, and again, like that, just very warm. As Irish people, we don't expect it to be warm. And again, there's sweaty elements, definitely, probably worth bearing in mind.
Gotta wear the linen suit, don't you?
I'd look like a tool, even more of a tool.
Let's look, it's the man from Del Monte there. That's right, yeah.
How are your pineapples, Foley? Yeah, these are perfect, actually. I say yes. Yeah, I don't know, lads. And will they be doing all of the standard bits and bobs? I presume it'll be a best man speech. I guess your man is the brother is probably the best man on the podcast. Is he the other Kelsey?
I believe so, yeah. The one that hosts with him, yeah.
He'll put on a good show, I'd say.
There is a no gift policy, so you're not required to bring along a gift. They're not getting 1,000 gifts or envelopes with cash in it.
What do you get? The couple who has everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. They probably have a list of things. There's a website you can log on to and there's a list of things. See, they could go mad and like do, you know, the way American weddings sometimes have like 12 bridesmaids and groomsmen. Could be a little bit like that. They could have a huge wedding party.
Yeah, the Americans
so that
do,
will,
do go
you
daft.
Know, that will make up part of the 1,000 people that are there.
1,000 people.
I'm sure she'll have her cats and dicky bows and stuff.
Yeah.
Wandering around the place. She likes cats, doesn't she?
And then are they going to have that thing? We were talking about it last week on the show. This just disappearing.
Irish goodbye.
Or the people that insist on saying goodbye when they're leaving. Could you imagine being Taylor Swift and having 1,000 people having to go, I had to come up to you before I went. This is at the end of the night. Sorry, I had to come up to you before
listen,
I left.
We're going to head on. We're just going to head on now. Yeah.
Listen, myself and The Rock are...
Ray Foley on Today FM.